You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Have you been ditching brands and going to local kirana stores to buy essentials? Well, a survey says more than half the Indian consumers that were surveyed are doing so. In fact, many are picking side jobs to make ends meet. More details on this shortly. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, the Sri Lanka crisis, India's BNPL story and more. First up, here's how the market fared on July 14th. Last hour recovery helped the market close near flatline when Nifty held on to 15,900 and Sensex fell 98 points to 53,416. IT was the biggest drag, with TCS and Infosys being top contributors. ONGC shares meanwhile rose despite a sharp fall in crude, and the stock closed with a 2% gain. Nifty Pharma was the only gaining index. Now here are some of the other stocks that were in focus. Mindtree saw profit booking after a strong first quarter and the stock closed 4% lower. Mindtree reported a net profit of 471 crore rupees for the April to June period, exceeding street estimates with a 30 basis point sequential increase in its margin. The increase in the margin, which is a key measure of profitability, is in contrast to the trend in the IT sector, where elevated employee costs, thanks to worsening attrition, are eating into their ability to generate profits. Next up, Motilal Oswal Financial Services is of the view that ITC earnings may grow 14% in three financial years to March 2024. Well, this as the domestic brokerage turned positive on the well-diversified cigarette to FMCG firm a month ago. Gautam Dugar, the head of a research institutional equities at Motilal Oswal, said that ITC cigarette volumes will pick up and the stock is back in their model portfolio after 5 years. He said the cigarette volumes recovering at the margin and the madness around environmental, social and governance, that is ESG angle, has moderated a bit. According to him, ITC share price remains attractive valuation-wise despite the recent run-up. The stock, which ended more than 1% lower today, has gained more than 33% this year so far amid a lot of positive coverage by analysts. Hindustan Zinc shares were also in focus today and rose over 5% after the company announced a 21 rupee per equity share interim dividend. Vedanta Group firm HZL, in a filing to BSE on Wednesday, said that the board has approved an interim dividend of 1,050% on the face value of 2 rupees per share for the financial year 2022-23. The biggest chunk of 8,873 crore rupees dividend will go to the Government of India, which has a 29.5% stake in the miner. Anil Agarwal-led Vedanta has a 64.9% stake. Now moving on to updates on the economy. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has announced that his government will reduce value-added tax, that is VAT, on petrol and diesel by 5 rupees and 3 rupees per litre respectively. Shinde said that the decision would entail a burden of 6,000 crore rupees on the state exchequer. The decision was taken in a cabinet meeting this morning. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis also attended this meeting and said that the decision was part of Shiv Sena BJP government's commitment to people's welfare. Following the price reduction, the petrol price in Mumbai will come down to 106 rupees and 35 paise per litre and diesel will cost 94 rupees and 28 paise per litre. In Pune, meanwhile, petrol will be priced at 105 rupees and 88 paise per litre, while diesel will be priced at 92 rupees and 37 paise per litre. Now moving on, here's how RBI's new norms for buy now, pay later platforms, that is BNPL platforms, have also created opportunities for players. The Reserve Bank of India recently banned the loading of prepaid payment instruments with credit lines, alarming India's rapidly growing BNPL industries. But analysts say that though the industry may have to face the impact of regulations for some time, it is likely that these norms will lead them to become a better version of themselves by fixing the gaps. The term BNPL may still be new for a lot of Indians, but the concept has been as old as consumer credit, allowing customers the flexibility to split bills. But regardless of RBI's restrictions, high-risk borrowers are expected to continue to use BNPL apps for various online transactions, considering seeking credit from a bank is a huge struggle for them. These apps are also attractive to the middle class population as they provide exclusive offers with food delivery apps, mobility apps and e-commerce platforms. According to Amit Nigam, who is the director and COO of banking assistance app BankKit, BNPL has massive demand in Tier 2 and 3 cities, and many consumers in these markets look for small ticket credit for specific needs but are not eligible for credit cards. In such cases, BNPL apps become the perfect option for them to make online transactions hassle-free. Nigam says that BNPL industry would wait for some modifications in the regulations from RBI's end, and if nothing for the betterment takes place, then it would have to come up with something that would not put its services in against of the RBI next time. He added that the industry will be strategizing its policies and services and make better ways that went wrong earlier. Now moving on, with inflation digging holes in people's pockets, a majority of Indian consumers are cutting back on everyday expenses to meet basic needs. Ditching big brands for local ones, skipping leisure activities and taking up additional gig jobs are some of the measures that they are resorting to, according to a new survey. Well, over 95% of Indian consumers surveyed say that growing inflation is directly impacting their daily and monthly expenditure. The survey, by user testing, a video-based human insight platform in the US, has found that 65% of consumers are buying from generic or local brands instead of name brands to save money. All video respondents of the user testing survey say that petrol cost was one of the major factors hurting their budgets, so many have minimized personal car travel and are opting for public transport. And about 60% of the consumers surveyed say that they are avoiding entertainment expenses such as movies, eating out, staycations, etc. Also, to make ends meet, 75% of Indian respondents were resorting to secondary sources of income to keep up with the increased cost of living. Freelancing and trading were among the most popular side gigs, according to the survey. The survey comes at a time when India's retail inflation eased marginally to 7.01% in June, which is over and above RBI's threshold of 6%, according to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation. Lastly, here's an update on the Sri Lanka crisis. Sri Lankan authorities have reimposed a curfew in the western province as confusion sparked over President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's resignation after he fled the country amid the country's worst economic crisis in decades. Rajapaksa, the 73-year-old leader who had promised to resign on Wednesday, that is July 13th, appointed Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe as the acting president just hours after he fled, escalating the political crisis and triggering a fresh wave of protests. At least 84 people were hospitalized when protesters clashed with the security forces at the Prime Minister's office and at the main access junction to Parliament since July 13th afternoon after Rajapaksa fled the country. Meanwhile, reports suggest that Gotabaya Rajapaksa has left Maldives as well for Singapore after fleeing his own country. He departed from Maldives on a Saudi airline flight to Singapore, according to reports. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.